Welcome to 3 for the 7, Relics' weekly news podcast chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny-Sincotta. I'm the associate editor at Relics Magazine. I'm coming to you live from the 51st state of Long Island and tuning in from an undisclosed location via satellite, via phone, via whatever. Karina Reichman.
Hey, Rafaela. Talk to me, people. Talk to me. Hi, how's it going?
Wait, Karina, you sound a little distant in my earbuds. You all right? You're on another planet?
How about now?
Way better, way better.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, I'm just, I'm out here. I've started smoking meth because of the Tiger Show. I just don't even know what planet I'm on. So it's good. It's been good.
Well, we do certainly have three stories this week, but I will briefly touch on Tiger King. I'm not finished with it yet, but it is truly the only thing, I think, getting America through this weird quarantine. This is the Quarantine Chronicles Part 3, our third episode of me and Karina in our own self-imposed isolations across the state of New York. And Tiger King's getting you through, Karina?
I mean, we just finished it, so now I don't know what to do exactly. If anybody could write in their suggestions of things to watch in a post-Tiger King world, that would be great. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm terrible at television, and I, you know, for the last 100,000 years haven't kept up with anything current in any way, shape, or form. So to be watching something that everybody's watching really kind of puts me back in touch with the people, Raph, and it feels good. So now I understand every meme on the internet. And
that's the thing. It's all about the memes. I had to get my mom into it because she was like, I don't understand all these memes. I'm like, you got to watch the show so you feel like you're part of the conversation.
Exactly. So that feels good. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a good thing. And of course, it's just complete trash, smut. It's terrible, but it's great. Like, I don't know, I'm not above it at all, and I thought it ended kind of, it was a somber end, but
yeah,
a good end.
No spoilers, Karina. I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, if I could only turn back time, Raph,
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, the incomparable share.
Exactly. Wow. But yes, it's a good thing. It's sweeping the nation. Just a trashy thing to watch while we're all, you know, kind of... I feel like it takes you out of whatever reality you're living in and into, you know, a thing that I certainly didn't even consider was a thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's, it did its job for me, Raph. I'm a fan of that. And I'm now just deep into television. Somebody tell me what to watch.
Yes. Email us at rafandkarina@gmail.com. Tell Karina what to watch next on Netflix.
Yes, please. I like funny shit. Like, I've seen, like, Curb. You know, I'm all on that. We watch Big Mouth, the Nick Kroll, John Mulaney animated series. Hilarious stuff. Really great.
So funny.
I enjoy Dave, the Little Dicky show. That's a thing on FX. We got into that. You know,
there's some fish love in that show, Dave, his buddy, the red-haired guy.
Yes, exactly.
He's a fish fan.
That's kind of, you know, what tipped us off, even though we like Little Dicky. But yeah, anyway, so funny. Anyway, I'm down for some compelling shit, but really I need the laughs, dude, if you want me to stay on it. I'm just telling our listeners if they have any suggestions for me. I'm a kind of blank slate, though. Like, anything that people have binge-watched in the last, like, decade, I'm kind of probably not up on it. So, I watched Breaking Bad.
Have you seen the Grateful Dead documentary on Amazon?
Yes.
Long Strange Trip?
That I have seen, for sure.
That's, like, required viewing for anybody who's stuck at home and even tangentially into jam bands.
Yes. No, that is a good thing. That's definitely... I'm up on that. I've seen a lot of the HBO documentaries and stuff like that on HBO Go. I'm into docs. The more sick and twisted, the better, for sure. But yeah, I'm looking for my next series. So you guys just tell me what you think.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly everyone's looking for distractions these days. And we certainly hope everybody out there is staying healthy, staying, you know, clean, washing their hands. And our kind of first story of the week, unfortunately, is we're sending some love to Mr. John Prine. News broke on Sunday night. He was in critical condition with COVID-19 symptoms. As of this recording, we're recording on Tuesday afternoon, he is stable, and I hope he remains that way. John is obviously a fighter. He's battled cancer a couple of times. Karina, are you a John Prine fan?
I certainly am, and that was rough to see and hear. Like, I don't know, I'm not, I hate to hear that, and I really hope he remains in stable condition as well. It seems like guys like Jackson Brown reported very mild symptoms, even mm-hmm. though Jackson's a little older, correct? And, you know, I mean, people are all concerned about, you know, giving it to the older folks, but, you know, we see so many cases of younger people not handling it well either, and it's just a scary, scary moment. And yeah, I know we talk about it every week, Rap, but we got to flatten that curve. It's really true. Like, you know, whatever we can to stop this from spreading so crazily. I mean, we got to do it. Got to keep John Prine alive, man. That's so insane.
Yeah, and one of the kind of bright spots of the announcement of him kind of being hospitalized, I know his wife and kind of his family in a message had said, you know, send him your love and listen to his music. And I think that's more powerful than people realize. I listened to his whole 1971 self-titled debut yesterday, including Angel from Montgomery is on there. You know, it's just, he's a phenomenal songwriter. He was honored by the Grammys last year with a Lifetime Achievement Award. John Prine is, you know, one in a million, once in a lifetime songwriter. And I think listening to his music in these times certainly does more than people realize. Just puts that good energy out there in the universe.
I'm with that. I'm super with that. I think, you know, I mean, of any good time to be listening to, you know, our heroes while they're still with us. I mean, shit, gotta do it. Yeah, absolutely gotta do it. And, you know, I'm sending hope and love, and I really hope he pulls through, man. It's terrible.
Yeah. And I also know we touched on Jackson Brown briefly, but Larry Campbell is also kind of fighting this crazy virus. And Jackson Brown and Larry Campbell think they both got it at the Love Rocks benefit at the Beacon Theater. I believe it was... God, March has been so long, but I guess it was earlier this month, and I actually was supposed to go to that event. Karina, were you supposed to go to the Love Rocks benefit?
I was not. No, I had no plans of going, but yeah, that's a scary report. And just, you know, as both of us, you know, being New Yorkers, and, you know, those guys coming into the city to do a gig and then leaving and being like, oh, I definitely contracted it there. Like, that's a scary prospect, you know. My parents are still in the city and they're not spring chickens, and I, you know, I worry about them every day, and I, you know, I don't know. It's a frightening prospect just to know that, like, you know, our home has become the epicenter of this crazy virus that's just sweeping everybody. People are just, you know, getting it left and right, and it's horrifying. So yeah. I don't know.
And I'm just grateful to the organizers of Love Rocks for kind of at the last minute they kind of made it essential personnel only, and I think that was a really responsible choice. Figuring I myself was prepared that night to go to the Beacon, and you don't really know what could have happened. You know, a lot of people could have gotten sick, and I'm glad that at least the organizers acted swiftly and kind of minimized what, you know, unfortunately Jackson Brown and Larry Campbell got in contact with.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I couldn't agree more. And like that was so early on in this crazy moment that I don't know. I felt like people didn't know what to do. And I mean, we're all still figuring it out. Nobody knows how long it's gonna last and whatnot. And everybody, you know, is speculating and whatnot. But that was super early on, and I think it was a very wise move from those guys to put a stop to it in that way.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it was early, right? Like, in this saga, that was the night I actually decided to come back to Long Island. And I was, like, in hindsight, being very, like, lackadaisical about it. Just being like, yeah, I'll bring, like, a couple t-shirts and a couple of jeans home. I'll, like, spend a weekend on Long Island, and this will all blow over. And,
yeah,
like,
right.
It certainly has not blown over. And it's
totally.
Only gotten worse.
Like, I mean, yeah, I feel like that. I think it was the 13th, which is, I think, the day that we all came upstate here. And I did the same thing. I packed barely a thing, and I just assumed I would be coming back, like, you know, that Monday for my recording session. Wrong, you know, still here with, you know, three pairs of underwear, and doing just great, but yeah.
Do you guys have a washing machine up there, or
oh,
are you
yeah,
just doing
yeah.
it country style?
No,
like,
no,
washboard?
I'm washing, we got a wash and go, and the whole nine, we're well equipped for sure, but I could have packed a little wiser had I thought further into it. But, you know, who knew what was going on? But that was earlier that week. We saw the Brothers at the Garden, which mm-hmm. in retrospect is a pretty crazy thing that well, I mean, but again, we just didn't know, Raph. I remember those days being insane, and like things just getting canceled left and right, but not knowing if that was the right thing to do and whatnot. But that show definitely went on, and, you know, 3 days later, the Love Rocks thing happened, and then Larry Campbell and Jackson Brown. I mean, it's crazy. It's literally crazy.
I am thankful that my last show was The Brothers. I feel like that's a good question that's kind of getting passed around all of us live music addicts, which is like, you know, what's the last show you saw before this all happened? And I'm proud to say it was The Brothers, which was a phenomenal show at Madison Square Garden. Really, like, high caliber rock and roll badassness.
It was so awesome. Oh,
so at least
God.
I got that to hold me over until God knows when I'll see a live concert again.
Honestly, I agree. That actually wasn't my last one. You know, want to know what my last concert was? I saw Jeff Parker at LPR on the Thursday, I believe, which was phenomenal. If you're not familiar, check out his new record. I think it's called Something 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 from Max Brown. It's really, really excellent music. And he had Micaiah McRaven on drums, who's also putting out incredible music these days. And couldn't recommend, you know, if you have the time, which you probably do, to dive into that. It's really phenomenal music. We have it all on vinyl here, and I've been listening to it in that medium. But that was my last concert, and that was the Thursday. And literally during that concert, it was like, what's Forrest Gump's name? Oh my God, I'm atrophying over here. Oh my God.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah. It was like, Tom Hanks has it. Holy shit. NBA's canceled. College basketball, all that stuff. Like, everything literally in the stretch of the performance. Like, our phones were going off like, oh shit. This doesn't look good, guys. And, yeah, so that was my last concert experience, but I'm happy to have had the Allman Brothers and Jeff Parker to see me off, man. It is some crazy, unprecedented times, Raph. We're just getting through this. You, me, the world, we're in it together. We better be in it together and make it all worth it, you know? Shit, people, stay home.
Yeah,
do
stay
your
home,
part.
Flatten the curve.
Yes, totally. Holy shit. Anyway.
But a glimmer of good news this week, Karina. Yesterday was Mr. Eric Clapton's 75th birthday. Old Slowhand himself. That's our second story of the week. I am a diehard Eric Clapton fan, so I thought this was great. A great opportunity to revisit the Clapton songbook. Did you celebrate Clapton's 75th at all yesterday, Karina?
Oh my God. I mean, I did not listen to any Cream or Clapton or any of that, but I really ought to, and I think I'll celebrate a day late today. This is good.
Hell yeah.
But I celebrate in my heart every day. You know what I mean? Whether or not it's a tangible, you know, listening to the music. I'm a huge fan as well. And, you know, I mean, Disraeli Gears changed it all for me. What are you going to say, man? It's a huge Cream fan growing up. And I'm so happy. Slowhand is still with us, rocking it, looking great, playing great. I got to see him last year. I've seen him a whole bunch. Yeah, killing it. Absolutely.
So jealous. So jealous. Never seen Clapton. A horrible, like, black mark on my concert-going resume that I've never seen Slowhand do his thing. I love Clapton so much, and I wish he would play a show in America every once in a while. He enjoys staying in his native England. I know he also is battling some health issues. I know he has, like, hand issues, I think.
Is that right? I don't know. I'm not sure.
He's got some sort of, like, I mean, he's an older guy, 75. But certainly, I've listened to plenty of Clapton yesterday. My favorite live record, 24 Nights. I know everybody's listening to stuff on Spotify, so I'm just throwing out those recs. If you could listen to 24 Nights, it's a 1991 live record recorded at Royal Albert Hall in London over 24 nights.
Wow.
Phenomenal. It's the good mix of that. The new, like, Tears in Heaven, like, revival Clapton, but also, like, the badass blues shredding. And then also the Blind Faith Hyde Park 69 show. Just got added to Spotify not too long ago. Blind Faith is arguably my favorite Clapton project.
I hear that. I totally hear that. I mean, come on. What's not to like? The thick, the riff, rock. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, I'm with you. That's a great thing. I'm going to listen to a shit ton of Blind Faith after this, Raph. That's a great
call. There you go, man. Yeah, that Hyde Park 69 show is amazing. I believe it's the only concert they ever filmed, so if you want to watch some of it, it's on YouTube. The version of Under My Thumb by the Rolling Stones that Steve Winwood takes those lead vocals. Oh, the smooth vocal stylings of Mr. Stevie Winwood.
Oh,
ooh,
baby.
You gotta love it.
I used to spend a lot of time in high school listening to that stuff. Holy shit. And on that YouTube rabbit hole tip, I definitely got in there. Holy shit. Couldn't recommend that more. I'm going to do that. You're a genius. Wow.
I know I'm a genius, Karina, but I appreciate you telling the people.
No problem. I got you. I always got you.
Quick sidebar, Karina. Speaking of YouTube rabbit holes, have you fallen into any crazy ones while you've been on this wild self-quarantine? I know I found myself at 3 o'clock in the morning just like watching old MTV clips from like Spring Break 95, you know?
Wow.
Like,
you gotta send me some of those. I'm all about it.
It's wild. Like watching the Spice Girls. And I know obviously like I'm probably going to get some shit for people for this, but like watching like the Spice Girls like right before they blew up performing on MTV Spring Break. It's like a wild like combination of things. It's a Technicolor dreamscape. It's
insane. I'm all into shit like that. Are you kidding me? I'm so about it. Like, you know, sign me up. Send me some shit. That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to send you some links after this.
That would be great. You know, I know this sounds crazy, but I've, like, been on the computer extremely little because I'm with my friends and they all play music, and I've been, you know, writing music and on my OP1, which is a synthesizer / four-track recorder /, you know, sequencer, et cetera, et cetera. So I've basically been in YouTube rabbit holes on, like, some weird tricks and trades of the OP1, but otherwise I've been not really cracking that laptop open, I gotta say. It's a little, it's different. So, nothing great to report in terms of YouTube rabbit holes. I gotta get more on that shit. I've been, you know, get up on my Tiger
King. You've been jamming.
But definitely been jamming, been, you know, drawing and that type of thing. When we talk once a week, I crack open the laptop or I have to read the, you know, the agenda for the day and to, you know, record into Logic. It's great. Oh my God.
And then one other thing, our third story of the day, are that people at home who aren't, you know, listening to Spotify or diving down YouTube rabbit holes, SiriusXM just announced they're bringing back Dave Matthews Band Radio and Billy Joel Radio, two controversial figures in the jam scene, two people I love very dearly. Karina, what's your take on this?
This is great. This is excellent. I'm thrilled. I I'm not mad about any of it. I am probably not as big a Billy Joel fan as you are, given your geographic upbringing.
He's a New York City boy too.
That's true.
He's hanging out with those uptown girls.
That's absolutely true. And you know, I mean, yeah, I'm an appreciator for sure. And I don't know, I like the artists, you know, radio stations, if you know what I mean. I like when they go deep on one, you know, person's catalog, but then oftentimes have, you know, various other things where you're like, whoa, why is this on Dave Matthews Radio? Oh, because Dave is playing his top 10 songs for blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever, you know, I think it's a cool thing. And I love Dave, and I'm all into it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I love the artist stations. Obviously, Grateful Dead Radio. Shout out to Tales from the Golden Road, one of my favorite Sunday long drive listens. Obviously, Fish Radio is amazing. Karina, what's like an artist who doesn't have a station on Sirius that you'd like to see?
Oh, man. I mean, very selfishly, I would love a Beck Radio. I really would love a Beck Radio.
I thought you were about to say very selfishly, I'd love a Karina Reich.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm not ready.
Like shooting her shot.
Like, it's like, damn, Karina, you really have been smoking all that meth. But no, all bullshit aside, I'd love a Beck Radio just because I think first of all, I'm a ridiculously huge Beck fan, if you know, as you know, but I think, you know, he draws on such a wide variety of influence and, you know, his music's just so eclectic that I would love to see, you know, him curate, you know, things beyond the Beck sphere, if you know what I'm saying, like all the stuff that, in you know, influenced him in certain ways, you know, records he was listening to when he made Midnight Vultures or Wero or, you know, The Information and all that stuff. I feel like it would be a nice breadth of stuff. That's just my first thought. But secondly, there should be a Beastie Boys Radio. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, people. They would be great. I mean, there are a lot. What say you, Raph? What would you like?
I mean, we were just talking about him, but I wouldn't hate an Eric Clapton radio. I think that would be fantastic. You play a lot of old blues, stuff that influenced him, a lot of B.B. King. I also think the Clapton, like, songbook is so wide, and he's touched so many different projects. I mean, back in the day, Fish Radio was nothing but a pipe dream, and look what that happened with that.
That happened,
It's very exciting. Karina, I think that about does it for our three stories of the week. Is there anything that you want to mention to the people? Are there any plugs, any live streams coming up? I know you've been on your Instagram kind of showing people that you're little jams with, like, Isaac and Nathan and Marlo. So give us the skinny on what your plan is for the rest of the week.
Yo, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of our little live stream universe here on Instagram, is that I like not telling anybody when it's going to happen. Though, you know, if I were a betting man, I'd say 9:15 most nights. That's kind of a good time to see if we're live on Instagram. But last night we played at like 10:30 or something like that. So it just varies. And, you know, again, I'm so lucky to have my pals here to play music with. And I feel like, you know, just going live, people, you know, the comments are so lovely and it makes me feel more connected to people. And I feel like it brings, you know, light and love into the households of the viewers, or we hope it does, you know, and people definitely write to me telling me as such. And that's just honestly so lovely. And you know, hope to continue to go live for the rest of the week in the evening with my pals. And not much else to plug right now, Raph, except, you know what is good, you know about this live lesson masters thing that Mark Brownstein and you know, all the fellas from the Biscuits and from Umphrey's and whatnot are on. Do you know about this? Have you seen this?
Some of your favorite musicians are offering music lessons through your computer.
Exactly. It's such a beautiful thing. And I got you know, kind of wrapped up in that. So I'm not up on the site yet, but I should be soon. And you can definitely have a bass lesson / hang with yours truly, and or just a chill sesh in which we just, you know, shoot the shit. You know, I'm an open book, y'all. Ask me anything. Let's just talk. Let's have some espresso and get deep. Maybe smoke a little meth.
Marina, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to, like, troll you and, like, show up in disguise.
You could totally do that. That's totally fine. You could say your name is Brad Stevens and you're from
And it's like me just,
like,
with a fake mustache on.
I'm all about that. And then you can secretly screen record it and then post it to everyone. And really, it'll be a great thing. You know,
awesome.
Yeah. So I'm stoked
Very
on
cool.
that. I will definitely let the people know when that is live and what's going on with all that. But, you know, I'm not much of a teacher. I don't really teach, but I feel like, you know, I'm saying yes to everything that comes through. And, you know, I would love to teach a little something. You teach me a little something. You give me the, you know, we just chill with our basses and talk about bass things. I'm all about that and seeing, you know, seeing where it goes. So,
yeah, Karina, your teaching is a beautiful thing. Dr. John used to say, in order to keep it, you got to give it away.
I love it. There you go. So I look forward to delving into that. You know, both my parents are, you know, lifelong college professors. So I feel like I got teaching in the blood regardless. And either way, it'll be a fun hang if people want to, you know, get into it. So
that's
what
rad,
I got.
Dude.
Totally.
Awesome.
Thanks.
My little plug, if you want all of the best music news, all the best photos, a absolute American iconic magazine delivered to your door. You're sick of looking at screens all the time. You're looking at your TV, you're looking at your phone, you're looking at your laptop. Subscribe to Relix Magazine. Relix.com/tame. Tame Impala is our most recent cover. We're about to close an issue this week, so it's about to get really real in my work life. So please subscribe to Relix. Relix.com/tame. Follow 3 from the 7 on Instagram @3 from the 7. Email me and Karina, raffandkarina@gmail.com. That's Raff with one F. 3 from the 7 is brought to you by Relix Media Group. Our producer is Mr. Will Schwerd, #SchwerdUp. Karina, hit him with a little bit of sage wisdom, sage advice,
hey!
And then we bid them adieu.
You know, my people, the people listening, my people, Raph's people, all of our people, we hold you very close in our hearts, and though we may seem physically apart because we are not allowed to socialize, we are very much together as one. I look forward to the day when we can look back on this and think, wow, that was absolutely out of hand, but we made it through. It's all going to be all right. There will be better days. And you know what? If your days are, you know, just boring as opposed to life-threatening and, you know, horrible, then consider yourself extremely lucky. I know I do. You know, send a good thought out to all the people that are going through this in a really rough way. it will get better, and, you know, gotta do our part to make sure it does. So that's my wisdom, sending love to the world, sending love to you, Raph. I feel very connected to you, even though I haven't seen you in weeks, my friend.